Stefan Kaigi, at the Avignon Festival, you're presenting two pieces, performances. One is called Remote Avignon and the other one is Lagos Business Angels. Is the idea really around the virtuality of our lives and the spaces we occupy and how we relate to them?
Well, the title has the two connotations of a distance on one side and of a remote control on the other side. So it's a distance that you take from the city where, especially here in Avignon during the festival, it's really hard to take a step back and look at it a bit from an outsider's perspective. And this perspective in the piece is the perspective of an artificial intelligence entity. Looks at us humans in its, for us, very normal, but for machines, very strange problems, sickness, and the fact that we die, the fact that we believe things, the fact that we want to express ourselves in theater, as you can see it all over the place. And then the other side, it's a play about manipulation, about control, who controls what. What does a theater director control his audiences, and how does an audience, when they invade public spaces, control the others through the fact that they're a majority? And how do you control each other in a social network, as our audience that moves around the public spaces is?
So when you're talking about individuals and communities, it's really the question of control.
You observe, you look at the city from a very transformed perspective, almost like if it would be a film, maybe, because it's any cinematographic, the acoustic experience. But then also it's, some people call it a game that you play, because you interact with 50 other people, you look at them, you don't know what are they listening to, are they listening to the same, you share a secret in a public space. So there is an aspect of flash mob in certain moments where the 50 people turn into almost, yeah, actors, in the sense that they do act, not in the sense that they pretend to be somebody else, but do certain things. They bend down in the same moment and look at each other, and there is this complicity between the people, almost a conspiracy of a sect, some people feel when they look at it from outside.
The other play that you have here at the Avignon Festival is Lagos Business Angels, meetings between German and Nigerian business people in a sort of trade fair situation, to show that the north-south dependency mechanism is no longer valid. What experience have you had in Nigeria of this, or in Switzerland, or in elsewhere in Europe, of this changing situation?
Europeans are used, when they're traveling to Africa, to bring along their baggage full of pity and guilt when they get there. Now, when you arrive in Nigeria, in Lagos, you will very soon understand and learn that Nigerians don't think at all that's an appropriate attitude to bring to Africa, because they think, thanks God, I'm a Nigerian, and they're in the country that is most developing, and they're the people that have all the spirit and creativity to be the greatest of all nations. And that is so refreshing. That is also economically so inspiring for entrepreneurs who in Germany often are very dependent on political backup whenever they go into sort of a risky venture. So we thought it's interesting to, on one hand, to this courage that, like Femi is a shoemaker who started from a slum, basically, and now has a little company of seven working for him, producing 50 shoes a week, and he's already planning to have this factory with 100 people working for him, and it's all completely taking off for him. We have somebody who started to build up, he just told me before, Franklin, who lives now in Germany, but he's a Nigerian and is traveling forth and back, exporting containers full of deconstructed second-hand cars from Europe to Nigeria, and has built up a big business, really. So it, beyond all the social problems that are out there as well in Nigeria, from corruption to the consequences of the oil industry's pollution in the Niger Delta, to electricity breakdowns and so on. But there is also a very straightforward creativity and inventing businesses that haven't been there before, inventing supermarkets in the middle of a street just because there are so many traffic jams that people spend so much time there, so people invent supermarkets between the cars. And that's, I think, one face of what we're showing here, bring the people from Nigeria. And on the other hand, it's to face the prejudgments that we Europeans have towards Nigeria, where spams were invented and where a lot of frauds have been committed, so people are very shy of dealing on equal level with business there. Making business in Nigeria is theater in a way, and that's why this also fits as a discourse in Avignon that is focusing on Africa.
Would there ever be a remote Lagos?
I don't know how Lagos could be predicted in such a way that I could write something that could be repeated the next day. That'll be a hard task.
Stefan Kagi, thank you very much.